This is the Money Talks podcast with Michael Campbell.
Much of the debate surrounding pipelines has been disingenuous from the get-go, so why should now be any different? I mean, the vast majority of opposition was never to a specific pipeline like Kinder Morgan or Northern Gateway or Energy East. No, it was to all pipelines because of San Francisco's corporate ethics, the group that originated the plan made clear the goal was to landlock Alberta oil. Reminds me of the opponent's narrative that all First Nations were opposed to the Trans Mountain pipeline expansion, a narrative that was not questioned, I might add, by the media for well over a year. Of course, now that horse manure has been exposed. As Dale Swampy, president of the National Coalition of Chiefs, recently stated, there are over 400 chiefs in this country that approve of the oil industry and want to work with the industry to get their people out of poverty. I mean, one of the most popular narratives we're hearing these days, recently advanced by former Liberal Cabinet Minister David Anderson, is that there's no demand for heavy crude from China or the rest of Asia. No business case at all. Well, if that's true, then what the heck are opponents so worked up about? If Mr. Anderson is right, then they'll get their wish. Oil is not going to be shipped to Asia if there's no buyers. Unfortunately for opponents, StatsCan's data, as reported by Business in Vancouver, tells a different story. In 2018, 7.5 million barrels of Alberta crude were shipped to Asia via Vancouver's Westridge Marine Terminal, value over $500 million, with China taking well over 80%. And please, stop with the talk that China doesn't have the refining capacity for Alberta crude. That is just factually incorrect. But I don't think it'll stop opponents from saying it. And by the way, shouldn't Mr. Anderson immediately get on the phone and warn the three major indigenous groups who want to take a big stake in the Trans Mountain pipeline, warn them that China and Asia don't want Alberta's heavy oil? Or then again, maybe he's like BC NDP leader John Horgan, Green leader Andrew Weaver, David Suzuki, other pipeline opponents who refused to talk to the 51 First Nation groups who signed on to $400 million in mutual benefit agreements with Kinder Morgan. And make no mistake, in the process, opponents are saying to heck with alleviating poverty on those reserves. My name is Mike Campbell. Join me Saturday for Money Talks.
Subscribe to the Money Talks with Michael Campbell podcast for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you get your on-demand audio. For the complete show, daily podcasts, and more.